بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's your sister Naima B. Robert, and it is another episode of A Sister's Ramadan. I'm so, so glad that you joined me today. Now, the month of Ramadan is almost over, and I hope that you have benefited from the reminders that I've shared with you over the past few weeks. As I mentioned, I'm on a mission to remind every single one of you to love your loved ones now, while you have the opportunity, while you have the chance. The reality is, none of us is guaranteed tomorrow, so let's stop acting as if we are. As you know now, the central question of this year's show has been, how can we as Muslim women use this Ramadan to improve our relationships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ourselves, with our loved ones? In today's show, we are going to be moving out from the inner circle that we've been discussing so far. In the inner circle were yourself, you know, your relationship with Allah, your relationship with yourself, with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, all very close to you. And that's your inner circle, we can say. This is your sphere of influence. These are people who love and respect you, who you are close to. But there is also an outer circle, because every one of us is part of the outer circle too. We don't only have responsibility towards those who are closest to us, we have responsibilities to those who are outside that inner circle. So let's call it the community. So far throughout this series, we have been focusing on what I can call the inner circle. So it's the people closest to you. So we not only looked at obviously your relationship with yourself, but we looked at your relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your parents. These are the people who we can call your sphere of influence. Most of us have one. It's a circle of people who love and respect us and who have a direct result. When we take an action, they feel a direct result. So that's the inner circle. We talked a lot about how to nurture those relationships, what our deen teaches us about those relationships, and how we can use Ramadan in order to strengthen those relationships. But what about the wider community? We can say that our immediate family is that inner circle, but then outside of that, there is an outer circle. And there are people in that outer circle who have a relationship with us and who have been given rights over us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look at who we can find in that outer circle. Well, we're talking about relatives. So relatives that are a little bit further away than your parents, further away than your own children. We're looking at brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, nieces, grandparents. And then, of course, if you come from a culture where you have extended family, then you can imagine how wide that circle actually goes. There might be a lot of people in that circle. I would also like to include in that circle your friends, your sisters, your colleagues, people who obviously have a relationship with you, but maybe are not related to you, but there is love and respect between you. I'd also like to include those neighbors. We all know that within the deen, our neighbors have rights over us. So let's include them in that outer circle. And then let's look at our community. This could be your masjid community, it could be your school community, it could be the community of your actual neighborhood. Whatever your community is and however you define that, I would like us to include that in our perception of that outer circle. And then we can say society at large. So the bigger picture, the people, you know, the society in which we live. So this is the outer circle. And I would like to share with you today how we can actually build our relationship with that outer circle through Ramadan. Now, the reality of modern life is that it's fragmented us. With our busy schedules, with our many responsibilities, and our constant chasing, our relationship with many of the people in the outer circle is sparse at best, is sporadic at best. We no longer live in close communities where people know each other, rely on each other, and have a sense of community purpose and community identity and community life. This has largely been lost by most people living in modern city centers and suburbs. So, What can we do to change that? Can we be part of the change? Can any of us change the fact that modern life has shifted us and separated us all out? Let's have a look at this nature of this relationship. If we reflect on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has weighed up and balanced the rights and responsibilities between individuals and the collective, we'll see that every one of us has rights on other people to varying degrees. And the fact that our extended family, for example, has rights on us because we are meant to uphold the ties of kinship. The fact that our friends have rights upon us in that we behave to them in a particular way, that we treat them in a particular way, that we offer them certain help and support, etc. The fact that our neighbors have rights on us, the fact that we actually have a concept of an ummah, a concept of a collective that is larger than just our own individual families, all of this builds a picture that means that we create a harmonious and balanced society in which human beings can thrive. Because human beings need other human beings. We need each other. No man is an island. And for those of us who are living at the moment in places where the sense of community has been lost, we must restore that balance. It definitely starts with us. In terms of Ramadan, Ramadan is the perfect opportunity to start building links that are wider than what we would normally perceive. So when we're talking about our extended families, when we're talking about our friends, talking about the neighbors, the local community, the masjid community, even society at large, Ramadan offers us a blessed opportunity to be able to build those bonds for this month and beyond, inshallah. So what I'd like to share with you is four strategies. And these four strategies, you can use them with any one of these groups. But before I share the strategies, I'd like to remind you of a very important point. The whole purpose of this series was to encourage you not to take your relationships for granted, to actually be intentional about building those relationships, nurturing those relationships, giving those relationships their rights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So that everything that we do is an act of ibadah. Every effort that we make, every investment that we make, every time we connect, it is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's us playing our part in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. And I want to offer you this as well. When you are a source of khair for others, that khair has been written for that person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be the conduit for that khair. He's chosen you to be the messenger. He's chosen you to be the bearer of that khair. And alhamdulillah, in our deen, that khair could be anything. It could be a smile. It could be a kind word. It could be a listening ear. It could be a phone call in a lonely time. It could be an offer of looking after the kids. It could be a cooked meal. It could be money that you lend. It could be a job that you help the person get. It could be a surah that you teach her. Any of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed that that person is going to get that thing. But for us, the honor is that He has chosen us to be the bearer of this khair. So, with that in mind, and bearing in mind that throughout this whole month, I've been reminding you that everything that we are doing here is ultimately for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these strategies, inshallah, we've used them with our closest family, but we can also use them with those in our outer circle, just to get out of our comfort zone a bit and extend ourselves just that bit more for the benefit of the community. So, how can we start? Firstly, connect. As I said before, modern life means that we are living such fragmented, disconnected lives, regardless of the fact that most of us are on social media and can spy on each other 24/7. we are largely disconnected. So I'm going to invite you to make an effort this Ramadan to connect, whether it's with relatives that you haven't spoken to in a while, whether it's with friends with whom you've lost touch, whether it's with your neighbor or the local community. I'm inviting you to connect with them. Send them a message, send them a voicemail, a voice note, give them a call, arrange to see them, arrange to take something round to connect. Subhanallah, I am sure that you've experienced a day like any other day when out of the blue, someone you haven't heard from in a long time, a relative, a friend, a colleague, calls you up or sends you a text and says, "Assalamu alaikum, how are you doing? I was thinking about you, how is everything?" For you to know that that person in their busy life, doing whatever they're doing, is thinking of you and cares enough to reach out and connect with you, it does something, mashallah. It makes us feel validated, makes us feel appreciated, it makes us feel needed and cared for. And if you can do that for a handful of people in your life, then inshallah, for the sake of Allah, you will be a source of khair for that person. So the first strategy really is to simply connect. The next strategy is to share what you have, to share what you know, to share what you're doing. Again, modern life makes us selfish. Nowadays, everybody is looking after themselves and looking out for themselves. And at the most, they're looking out for their own family and they don't care what's happening with anybody else. And while it may make sense to look after your own, what about the vulnerable in our communities? What about those who have no one? Or those who have families that don't have any need for them or don't support them, don't give them help? There are vulnerable people in our communities. And if all of us are only looking after our own, those people are left out and shut out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not set up this community to be one in which we look after ourselves and we leave the most vulnerable to fend for themselves. So when I say share, what do I mean? As I said, share what you have. Whether it's food, whether it's shopping, whether it's knowledge, whether it's a book, whether it's an abaya, a hijab, share something. Give from what you love, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. Share with that single mom that you know. Share with that brother who's down and out. Share with those kids whose parents can't give them much. Eid is around the corner. Are you only going to look after your own kids this Eid and care about them having a fantastic day? Or will you extend yourself, sis? Will you extend yourself and think, how can I share the khair that I have with someone who really needs it? The third strategy is help. Be of service. What do the people around you need? What does the masjid need? What does your friend need? What does your great aunt, what does she need? How can you help her? How can you be of service? And for the bonus points, how can the children help? How can the children be of service? And then the fourth strategy is to appreciate. As I said before, the whole purpose of this series was to remind us to really be grateful for what we have now before we don't have it anymore. So if you do have distant relatives, if you have friends, if you have great neighbors, if you have a masjid community, show your appreciation today. Show your appreciation this month, and Eid is coming up. It's a perfect time for you to show appreciation to all of these in your outer circle. Now, sis, you know it's over to you. You know what we do. It's time for you to take action. So take some time now to think about what I've said and ask yourself how you can nurture your relationship for the sake of Allah with those in the outer circle. And remember the four-step process. First, renew your intention. This is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and nothing else. Second, slow down. Be mindful and intentional with any action that you decide to take. The third, take account of yourself. At the end of the day, look at what you planned, see whether you delivered. And number four, allow yourself to press the reset button. Because if you, whether you did or you didn't, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you life tomorrow, then you have another chance. I would like to thank you so much for joining me for this season of A Sister's Ramadan. It has been a privilege and an honor to just share these few reminders with you. I pray it was of benefit, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all our efforts. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. May Allah bless you with a fantastic Eid. Accept all your ibadat, and bi'idhnillah, we will see each other next year, inshallah. For now, don't forget to leave your thoughts and your comments. Tag Iman Channel and Naima B. Robert in all your socials and make dua for us. We are all trying, and may Allah make us better next year than we were this year. For now, it's your sister Naima B. Robert signing out. Subhanak Allahumma Rabbana bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.